With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump reminding reporters on board Air Force One about his top priority in Iran.
Well, you start off with, there will be no nuclear weapons. That's where it starts.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt defending the president's request that other countries help out in policing the Strait of Hormuz.
A rogue Iranian regime has long not just posed a threat to the United States of America, but of course to our Gulf and Arab partners in the region, as you see.
In Brussels today, the EU foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, said EU officials are in talks about how they might help in the Strait.
There is also talk of coalition of the willing in this regard, but we also need to see what could be the fastest to provide this.
China is warning that President Trump's latest tariff moves could damage trade ties. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After holding talks with the U.S. delegation in Paris, China's international trade representative expressed serious concern about trade investigations into manufacturing in foreign countries. He warned that the possible results may interfere with or damage economic and trade relations between the U.S. and China.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. The Obama Foundation gets closer scrutiny. More on that from Ken Lorman.
New filings reveal that the Obama Foundation is paying massive salaries to former Obama administration officials while benefiting from a heavily subsidized land deal for its $850 million presidential center in Chicago. Critics accuse the foundation of exploiting public resources and perpetuating Chicago's culture of political corruption.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Oil prices down and stocks up, though such moves have been quick to reverse since the war in Iran began. The S&P 500 early on today rose by 1.2% of its value, putting it on track for what could be its best day in 5 weeks. This is SRN News. Most Americans say they support abortion.
According to a new poll released by the Pew Research Center, 60% of respondents think abortion should be legal all or most of the time, versus 38% who say it should be illegal all or most of the time. Democrats are about 2.5 times more likely than Republicans to want the procedure to be legal. 74% of white evangelicals say abortion should be illegal, but majorities of most other religious groups support the procedure. Michael Harrington reporting.
Last week's attack on a major synagogue in Michigan has resurrected fears about violence at houses of worship. In fact, the targeting of churches and synagogues is on the rise around the world, and Thursday's attack has made clergy everywhere anxious about targeted ambushes. There have been different kinds of violence over the years across the world. A wide range of religious buildings have been targeted whenever such persecution is on the rise. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports that 3,800 workers are on strike at one of the largest meatpacking plants in the U.S.
Union representatives say the strike at Swift Beef Company in Colorado is one of the largest since the 1980s. About 3,800 workers at the plant in Greeley hit the picket line Monday. The union says 99% of the workers voted to authorize the strike, seeking higher wages and better health care. One issue the union cites: the company charges many workers more than $1,000 each to pay for their safety equipment. Meanwhile, Swift Beef owner JPS USA says it complies with labor and employment laws, and any employee who doesn't strike will have work and be paid. I'm Julie Walker.
The previous contract the workers were under expired Sunday night. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.